Hey guys, thank you so much for clicking on episode 16 of Sweepers and Rapers. This is Rachel.
This is Angel.
And we're back with another episode. That was really obvious, but we're back. This one is a little spooky, which
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited for because when we started the podcast, we were like, it's going to be true crime, but we definitely, like, both of us are into the spooky stuff a little bit. Angel, I think, more so than me, but I'm definitely, like, I like to dabble.
Thank you for the shout out. being the superior creepy person, I guess.
I mean, I'll put it this way. Angel loves horror movies in general. Would you say that about yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
I cannot do them. Angel knows this about me. I can't watch them. I don't like being scared. I don't like gore. I've seen a couple of scary movies. I like the Halloween franchise, which is honestly really fucking gory. So I don't know why I like those.
But also, they're from like the 70s, so compared
to the gore, new one especially was really bloody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like still liked it. So maybe okay. I'm coming out of my shell a little bit, but I think, not that we're talking scary movies, but I've probably only seen like five in my day. I've seen The Ring. I've seen Insidious. I've seen, I think it's called Devil, the one in the elevator, like the M. Night Shyamalan thing. I've seen Woman in Black, which was horrifyingly scary. And then I've seen the Halloween movies, so I'm not a big horror person. Oh, I've seen the original It as well. I don't think that's, what would you call that? That was a fucking TV special.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let the really, I like horror, but some people get too jazzed about it. And I don't want to anger people by saying it's horror or it isn't.
Right.
So,
I think a lot of horror people like to gatekeep, if you will. Anyway, we're talking spooky stuff today. Angel is going to tell us all about Bloody Mary, and yeah, we're excited.
I'm very excited. Before I get started, do you have any housekeeping to attend to, or are we good?
In terms of housekeeping, I just want to say, despite the fact that we are, you know, continuing to post episodes and give you guys content, we are also still going to be posting about all the protests and everything going on in the States. Black lives fucking matter. And that is really important for me to say. I don't want to stay silent on that at all. I personally have not been out there protesting, but I am here to support anyone that does. And I don't know, Black Lives Matter.
I also just want to take the time to say that we lost like 2 or 3 followers for our post about the movement. And I'm happy. I'm so happy when the trash takes itself out. So,
yeah.
Cheers.
Goodbye. We didn't need you anyway.
All right.
Yeah, that was my housekeeping. I am nervous. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
All right. So, like Rachel said, today I will be telling you guys all about Bloody Mary and the history behind the game. So, just really quickly before we get into it, a quick summary if you're not familiar. Bloody Mary is a game or a ritual of sorts popular amongst children where the basic idea is that you chant something into a mirror and some sort of evil spirit woman will come out of it to get you. I say basic idea because there are actually tons of different rules and intricacies depending on where you're from, which is something that I personally love about this kind of thing and urban legends.
Yeah. So just to like talk about myself for a second, there were definitely kids. I went to Catholic school. I think I've said that in almost every episode.
It's part of your traumatic backstory. It's
bro,
fine.
It literally is. It's my toxic flaw. I definitely remember some kids trying to do Bloody Mary, like, in the bathroom at Catholic school. So that is pretty much where my knowledge ends.
Did you ever play?
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding? I'm a so little, glad little we're on... Catholic Rachel was not playing that.
I'm so glad we're on the same page because I was also way too scared to ever try it. At 21 years old, I'm still not doing it.
Fuck no. Never.
So I guess since I just briefly talked about it, we should get into some of the variations. So first off, the name of the mirror spirit is something Angel, what's happening? The name the name is sometimes, not something. The name is sometimes actually different and isn't always referred to as Bloody Mary. So some of the variations include Bloody Bones, Hell Mary, Mary Worth, Mary Worthington, Mary Wales, Mary Johnson, Mary Lou, Mary Jane, Sally, Kathy, Agnes, Black Agnes, Aggie, and then honestly, this sounds like I'm going to summon something just by saying this name. It's
oh my God, don't jinx yourself.
It's S-V-A-R-T-E, Madam. So
oh, is that like I'm a Scandinavian word or something?
It sounds like something crazy. Yeah. I'll say Aggie, but I'm not, no, I'll spell that
oh,
one.
Oh, Black Aggie. That's another good episode. Is that her name?
Who?
That statue in that graveyard that's like haunted. We'll talk later. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Me neither. Okay.
I never know what I'm talking about, but especially now.
There are differences on what exactly Bloody Mary is, you know, like who she is. So some say she's a witch who was killed for practicing witchcraft. Some take a more modern day twist and say she was a woman who died in a car accident, hence why sometimes the stories depict her face being all scratched up. Other versions of the story include things like the mirror just dripping blood. Some people say that the participant's hair will turn white, or the person will just disappear without a trace, like she sucked you up into the mirror or something. So that last part, I guess, isn't actually about who she is, but you get the gist. Just a little bit more information about what's happening here. So when you were growing up, Rachel, what is the variation that you remember? Like, if you remember the rules or anything that was said on, you know, the Catholic school playground.
Ooh, that's a toughie. I remember it involving, like, turning lights on and off.
Oh, on and off. Uh-huh. Not just off the whole time. Interesting. Yeah.
And then It was always in the bathroom. Like,
yes.
Yeah. That's all I really remember is like lights on and off. There would be like, were, you know, a certain script, if you will. I was not participating. So that's about all I got.
You were like, I do not see it. I'm just going to be over here, you know, being good. Yeah. So when I was growing up, I remember the basic idea was you had to go into the bathroom. It had to be pitch black. There was no on and off of the lights. It just had to be dark. And you had to chant her name 3 times. And my version was just Bloody Mary. We had no Bloody Bones or Sally or Kathy or Agnes. It was just Bloody Mary. And then I also remember there was talk about like white candles and specifically the correct number of white candles that had to be used and lit. And that there were different opinions on that. And also a lot of conversation about whether or not she would come out when you were with a group or if you had to play alone. I remember that being a big thing of like, of course she didn't come out because you and all of your friends were there. And then of course, like, none of the kids would want to do it alone.
So I do remember the, like, chanting of the name thing three times. I feel like people, from what I recall, were doing it in, like, pairs or something. So that's interesting that you mention, like, having to be alone. Because I never, like, it makes sense. I mean, like, if you're going to summon a demon, they might not want to, like, put on a whole show or whatever, you know.
it's private.
Right, exactly. But that's interesting because I feel like people were definitely trying to do it in groups when I went to school.
I think there's also the thing, too, where I vaguely remember the kids who were brave enough to go do it alone coming back and either, you know, lying about seeing something. Like, oh, my eyes changed color in the mirror. Oh, she stood behind me. And then kids being like, well, you have no proof. And that's how it kind of also circulated of, like, more people wanting to try it because, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. That's, oh, God. I can't imagine. Like, what if, okay, so my thought process was always, like, what if you summon her and then she comes? Like, what do you fucking do then? And, like, I don't even know. It's just, I always was wondering, like, what is your end goal here?
Yeah, so for me, I have always had, like, a really, I don't want to say fear of bathrooms, but bathrooms and closets, I think I've told you about this. Those are my two, like, no-go, if I'm watching a scary movie, that's how you get Angel scared. Something happening in a bathroom or something happening in a closet.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you didn't like that.
Yeah, yeah. Those are my two, which is so, like, childish to verbalize. Like, not in the bathroom, not in the closet, but
I think it's childish to hate all horror movies. Like, I don't want nothing to do with them.
I think it honestly might come back to the Amityville Horror, and there's a specific instance, at least in the 2005, I think that's the year with Ryan Gosling, question mark.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in the, like, murders, and Angel and I definitely want to do an episode on the Amityville Horror, but I've never seen the movie, and I probably won't watch it even if we cover it. So, just a heads up.
Yeah, I watched that one when I was really young, and
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, there's a specific instance with a little girl in the closet, and there's also a bathroom thing. Also, for my scary movie enthusiast listening, there's a bathroom scene in 13 Ghosts, if you guys have ever seen that, where there's, like, a ghost that's chilling in a bathtub. But the premise of that movie, Rachel, if you're not familiar, is they are in this, like, ghost house, from what I remember, and they have to wear special glasses to see the ghosts around them. So this girl is, like, hanging out in the bathroom and has no idea that there's this scary lady in the tub. Again, I don't know how well those scenes hold up because I saw them at a very young age, but it definitely explains my bathroom stuff and my closet stuff. Also, I was terrified of the concept of Bloody Mary as a child. So me and bathrooms, and I don't like it. I also remember there is a show on Animal Planet about weird animal deaths, like humans dying by animals and weird natural deaths. And there was one where, like, these animals came up through a bathtub drain. So, yeah, my history with bathroom fear is really lengthy and traumatic. But yes.
I definitely remember that scene from, is that what you just said, from It, where he comes up the bathroom drain? Or did I fucking mishear that? God damn it.
You need to pay attention to me, my love. What's happening?
The scene from It where he fucking, where the kid is, like, in the group shower, and then Pennywise, like, comes at, like, opens the drain and, like, comes out of the drain. That scarred me for life.
Yeah, no, I was talking about this thing on Animal Planet where actual real life animals have been documented coming up.
Oh, see, I was fucking zoning drains. Out for a second.
You're like, Pennywise in my shower drain? No, ma'am.
Oh my God, that was the worst. And then when the girl is, like, looking in the mirror and the fucking blood balloons start coming out of the sink, No, 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 no.
The new It.
Please. No, I'm
They're
never
so good.
I'm never watching them. Skarsgård is sexy as hell, but no, thank you.
Also, just if anyone cares to know, my Discord avatar is a nice, beautiful drawing.
I
of
fucking
Pennywise.
Hate it. I hate it. Literally every time she messages me, I have to look at fucking Pennywise. It's the worst thing ever.
But yeah, I get your point where you're like, what is the end goal here if you did summon her?
It's like, what are you gonna do with her? Like, have a coffee? I don't. She's gonna wanna hurt you. She's gonna be fucking pissed.
What's up? How's the underworld? What's going on?
Oh my god. I can't. What are you trying to do here, fam? It's like the guy that shot out the tires last week. Like, what is your goal, sir?
Also, just, you know, I specifically remember the number being 3, where you had to chant her name 3 times.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Interestingly enough, it might be connected to the Holy Trinity and how, like, you know, they say ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this whole 3 a.m. ghost thing. Maybe.
Catholicism.
Yeah. At the Catholic school. Amazing.
Oh, my God, bro. It's funny because as much as I'm not anti-religion, I definitely identify as an atheist, but fuck Catholicism, sorry for Catholic. I've retained a lot of information about Catholicism, so interesting. That was like a weird way for me to just say fuck my Catholic upbringing.
And also just coming back to movies really quick, I know that there's a movie called Candyman where it's a similar premise. You have to say his name, I believe it's 5 times for him to be summoned. And I hear the movie is really good and that they're remaking it. And it's something where I have put that movie off forever because of the whole me being perpetually scared of the concept of Bloody Mary and mirror spirits.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
I can see why you would do that.
Yeah, I really do want to watch it before the remake comes out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool stuff. So getting into the history side of this, the whole basic version of the Bloody Mary that we currently know and are talking about can be traced back to the 1970s, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's like recent. Because when I think about this, I definitely think this shit's been around a while. So that's really fucking interesting that it's only from, what, it's 50 years old?
Yeah. You can also go back even farther, though. So even more interesting, you can find information on how it was a different type of ritual where girls in their, you know, teenage years did this weird thing with a candle where they would walk backwards down a staircase with a mirror over their shoulder. And the idea was, as you're walking backwards with a candle in your hand with this mirror, if you look into the mirror, you will see the image of your future husband.
I think I've heard of this before. I know there's a lot of variations of that, like, end goal, but I think I've heard of that.
So that was, you know, found with this research, and I thought that was really interesting.
Do you think that's what Carl Tonsler did? That's how he found his soulmate?
Stop it.
But tying also, it all together, baby.
But also, baby, if you listen to me, he actually dreamed her in his sleep.
That's right. A relative, like, was like, here you go. This is your wife.
And he saw
her,
yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to meme, man. Fuck off.
Yeah, now you're good. I don't like thinking about that man. That was a doozy of an episode.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was a good one, though.
But yeah, so back, you know, in these, like, I guess, Victorian times or whatever, there was, like you said, there were a lot of games about these girls, like, oh, what does he look like? What can we do? Conjure up my future man, which they didn't have the internet. They didn't have anything. Like, honestly, I would be over at my gal pal's house, like, hey, let's do the staircase trick. I am bored.
I would not let anyone do that in my house, ever.
Also, let's bring it back to movies. I'm going to start my own horror movie podcast now. No, just kidding. But there's a scene in The Exorcist, which I know damn well, Rachel, will never see with her eyeballs, but
I've seen Scary Movie where they make fun of The Exorcist, but
okay.
No. You're right.
There's a famous scene that I think is cut out of most versions of The Exorcist, but it's called The Spider Walk. And
oh, I know what that is. Yeah. I've seen it. Okay. Yeah, I know what that is.
I think they make fun of it in Scary Movie, which is interesting because I think they... It's either... Maybe they just pull it out of TV versions, like when they play it on television, which would, I guess, make sense.
Yeah,
because they also...
It's kind of morbid.
They
I
also
mean,
have to...
The whole thing is morbid,
yeah.
But...
They also have to pull out the crucifix scene, you know, so...
I don't know that one. I know the spider walk, but
oh,
I don't know that one.
I don't want to get into that. We'll talk after we record.
Oh, God, okay.
The people that are familiar are like, wow, Rachel's about to be educated.
I'm
going to
hang up on Angel before she can tell me.
With her Catholic upbringing. But yeah, so when I'm hearing this stuff about them walking backwards, I know it's not a... freaking spider walk, but I'm like, I'm good. I would rather go into the bathroom in the dark and say Bloody Mary. We're not doing... Also, Rachel,
I'm falling down the steps if I'm doing that. I can't even walk up the steps the right way sometimes. So
Rachel,
like
I was about to say, I'm gonna expose myself. If you know me IRL, you know about my issue with stairs. Rachel knows very well.
I wasn't gonna expose you, so I'm glad you exposed yourself. So if we're at Disney World and
there's
a set of stairs that we have to go up or down, you got to stop at the top and wait for Angel because it's going to take her at least double the time it takes us to go up and down the stairs. And that's just life.
I take the steps one at a time.
Fucking Buddy the Elf with the escalators. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, thank you. No, but I don't know. So this whole, like, imagine me trying to walk down backwards with a mirror and
I would
candle.
Bust my ass, like... I'm just clumsy. I fall up the steps on a pretty regular basis. I'm busting my ass for sure. I mean, not that I'm doing this, like, either way, but if I'm hypotheticalizing, just made that up. I'm falling over.
Yeah. So, that's just super interesting. And I guess that's our little deep dive into what they used to do back in the day. That's not the Bloody Mary I'm here to talk about. So, yes, the one we are talking about, the game with the Mirror Witch, or whatever you want to call her.
The Mirror Witch.
It can be traced back to the 1970s, which I think is cool that they were doing it in the 70s. And it feels very, like, if you think about it, very 70s to be like, okay, gal pals, let's have a sleepover. Oh my gosh.
Satanic panic, am I right?
Yes. Yes.
That East Coast accent came out there. What do y'all know about that?
So there's a lot about where this myth, game, whatever you want to call it, came from in the way of who is it about in a historical context? Like, who is Mary and why do we have these scary stories about her with this scary game? So there are actually three historical figures that came up in a lot of my research for this episode that are sometimes attributed to when Bloody Mary is talked about. So I'll let you take a guess, see if anything comes to mind, because you might actually get one.
So my impression was always that it was like some kind of pissed off demon Virgin Mary. I know that that's not it, probably. But that was always what I thought it was, like the Virgin Mary's evil twin.
Oh, I never got that, but you being brought up in
that's why I'm like, that's just what I thought it was, because
that makes so much sense for you that I'm jazzed over here thinking of this new revelation that maybe some people think that, because clearly you do.
Yeah,
I never got that.
That's
from
what
it.
I thought that it was, like some kind of evil version of her, but I know that that's not it.
So first we have Mary Tudor, aka Mary
Okay, I know her.
Tudor. I talked to her. Tudor?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Tudor, like a two-door vehicle.
That's okay.
It's T-U-D-O-R?
Yes.
Yes, Tudor. Tudor. Like a Tudor style building?
Nobody's corrected me on this.
Okay, well, like I'm not afraid to. So
I believe that you're correct. Absolutely. I also just want to say, go put it on record. Since we're embarrassing, this is the embarrassing angel episode. Up until eighth grade, I thought Nazi was Nazi, and nobody corrected me.
That's why you got me, man. I'll correct you. It's no problem. So if you think of like Disney reference, Pinocchio's village house, that's kind of like a Tudor style building, and like the buildings, like where Peter Pan meets, like those.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's a Tudor style. Like the name comes from, it's like an era of time.
Yeah, no, girl, I know. It's just I thought it was said this way. I know what it is. This is so embarrassing. I love it for me. Tudor.
Yeah. Like a math tutor, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Mary.
The English language is definitely pretty stupid. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay. So if you guys aren't familiar with this whole sector of history, I really encourage you to look into it because it's super interesting. Like, I've always had, I don't want to say a soft spot in my heart for King Henry VIII, but I find his history with his wives and his life absolutely fascinating. So if you aren't super familiar with him, in short, Mary I of England was his firstborn daughter, and he was really pissed because he wanted a son to become heir to his throne. Mary, long story short, ends up becoming queen eventually, and she put a very, very large number of Protestants to death.
That's right.
Which literally gave her the nickname Bloody Mary.
Right, like that's what they called her, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, with that being her nickname, she's going to be pointed at when this whole game is brought up. And it makes sense. Like, you know, that was her nickname.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then next, this one will make sense for you, too, because I was hoping you would mention this one. You know, the beautiful, I don't know if she was beautiful. I take that back.
Mary Magdalene?
I don't know her. No, oh. Elizabeth Bathory.
Oh, yes. So, yes, okay, yeah, I know her. She used to kill all the fucking servant girls. Morbid has a really, really good episode, the podcast Morbid. If anyone listening wants to learn more about her, they have a really, really good episode on her. She was Hungarian, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Like Rachel just so greatly said, she killed a bunch of young, sometimes, you know, regarded as virgin women, and bathed in their blood because she thought it would keep her young.
I think that part is up for, like, I don't know if that's real.
Yeah,
but apparently I do know that when she got, like, older and, like, too tired to torture and murder these girls, she would literally have them, like, brought to her bedside, and she would, like, torture them while she was still sitting in bed.
Gross.
Yes. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole blood thing is up for debate.
Makes me think of fucking American Horror Story.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, fucking Kathy Bates, bro.
I love Kathy Bates. Recently, you know, I'm trying to finish Coven, and
worst season.
I love Kathy Bates, and
I love Kathy Bates as well. Kathy Bates in The Office is hands down the best character.
Kathy Bates in Titanic. Listen, Kathy Bates, if you're listening, come on the pod. Please talk to me. I love you.
We can't afford you monetarily, but we are really nice people. So. Hit us up.
I loved you in Titanic.
You are fucking great in The Office.
But yeah, so Elizabeth Bathory, that's a whole thing. And in my notes, before you mentioned Morbid, I said that I would love to potentially cover her for an episode. Even if it's just a mini or something. We could totally still do it.
Yeah. Because that's a fucked up case. I say that like it's recent, but in
it's so recent. Don't even play, girl.
Part of her story is that she got knocked up when she was like 15, you know, like the normal age back then. And it was outside of like her marriage or whatever. So her husband like went and killed the guy who knocked her up, and she was like loving it. She like ate that shit up. So she was definitely a fucking sadist if there ever was one.
I didn't know that part, but yeah, when I first started getting into creepy things and true crime, she was obviously one of the first things that popped up because she's, you know, she really existed, and it's a little bit more than true crime there. There's an air of, you know, debate about whether she bathed in their blood or not. So I don't know.
It is a lot of blood for sure.
Yeah.
If you need to like physically bathe in it, like putting it on your skin is one thing, but I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, what? So
I hate blood. I hate seeing blood outside of people's bodies so much. So that was a tough podcast episode for me to listen to, for sure.
I'm also wondering what constitutes the word bathe. If it's like an American Horror Story, like, yes, I'm gonna rub it on my face, or if it's like, let's fill the tub, girl. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I'll look into it later. I'll let you know if we do the mini episode. But yeah, so obviously when Bloody Mary gets brought up, the whole thing about her potentially bathing in the blood of young women, and young women commonly do this game at sleepovers, I definitely see where the connection comes in at. But yeah. I also see where it ends there.
Right.
Yeah. I also just want to, you know, flex my big brain. I might have not known how to pronounce Tudor, and that's okay. But I will tell you that virgin women in the context of, you know, potentially this scenario, it doesn't necessarily mean virgin in the context that we think of. It could mean virgin in the sense that their blood or body has never been used in a ritual.
Huh. Okay. That was something when I listened to that episode, I was like, how did she know whether or not they were virgins? Like,
yeah, so there's a lot of like mix up about that, and it's something I loosely know about. But the, you know the movie Hocus Pocus? Please tell me. Oh,
of course. I've seen that movie so many times. Are you kidding?
So, you know, the whole thing in that movie, kind of tongue in cheek, is that a virgin lit the black flame candle. And a lot of people, you know, jump back to that and say, oh, it's because
it's one of the Sanderson sisters. That's Bloody Mary.
Oh, no. I wish. If I had to guess, I would say,
I would say the one with the buck teeth.
No, I don't want to be that obvious. I would say Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't know. Maybe it's because she's my favorite. Anyway, I have a really cute pen. Like, not an enamel pen, but like a, I don't know why I said not an enamel pen. That would not be people's first thought. It would probably be Rachel's first thought because she knows I collect Disney pens.
Yes, the collection of things that do nothing. I love it.
But yeah, a writing utensil, and it has a little baby Pop Funko of Sarah Sanderson on
the top. Oh,
that's
cute.
It is really cute. So with the movie thing, Max lit it, and the ha-ha is, oh, he's a virgin. Ha-ha, he's never had sex. But really, you know, the whole thing of he's never been used in a witchcraft ritual before.
So. Okay. I guess, I mean, that makes sense. Like, because I guess virgin means a lot. Like, when you say someone has virgin hair, it just means hair that's never been touched. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay, that was your little mini lesson of the day. I don't know, that's it, that's all I know.
Thanks. I'm like, for that's learning me, man.
So interesting to note, and I'm gonna go back to Mary First of England for a second. She actually had a sister named Elizabeth who eventually took the throne and ended up also killing lots of people for their religion.
She killed the other people, though, didn't she? She killed, yes, the Catholics?
I believe so, yes. Okay. Something like that. But she isn't regarded in history as Bloody Elizabeth, which is, you know, I guess maybe Mary took the nickname first and they're like, oh, we can't do it. We can't do it a second time. But I just thought...
Only one bloody girl per family.
I just thought it was interesting to note here that she had a sister named Elizabeth and they... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just being dorky and nerdy here. Don't mind me.
I love it. That's what we're here for.
Finally, we have a woman named Mary Worth, who is said to have been a woman who was executed during the Salem witch trials.
Okay. I could see why she would be pissed.
Yeah. And, I mean, this goes without saying, but the Salem witch trials, super interesting. Extremely interesting portion in history that I personally recommend looking into if you've never done that. But yeah.
Just a quick little fun fact about myself. Back in the day, I went to Williamsburg on like a family like vacation, and we went to like a fake witch trial, and it was so fucking cool.
You know, just casual family activities. That was not where we were going with this.
We dressed like witches and or like pilgrim people and shit. It was cool.
I could not actually find much on an actual Mary Worth existing other than a comic about a character named Mary Worth that has nothing to do with anything about this.
Okay, so relevant.
But there was an actual woman named Mary Town Eastie who was a defendant during the Salem witch trials, and she was tried for witchcraft and, you know, eventually hung in 1692 at the age of 58.
Wow.
So my guess is maybe that is the Mary that they are taking inspiration from, and they gave her a different last name. I don't know. I also know that Mary was a super common name.
Yeah. Especially back then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So none of this can be 100%, you know, connected back to the origin of the Bloody Mary game. But personally, I feel like it's a combination of all three that got combined into this creepy sleepover thing. Because I feel like the ritual and variations of it are all picking up on various parts of everything I just talked about. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Obviously, there is no way to, like, tell who it is, but there's definitely bits and pieces from each person's, like, respective story.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool how humans just come up with stuff like this. Just, they're hanging out and they conjure up these ideas. And so I also have the reasoning behind why we come up with stuff like this. So there are a lot of different theories about why this is a thing and why we do things like this when we're children. So first we have some dude named Alan Dundees and or maybe
Dundees. That was an Office reference. The Dundees.
What is that? Oh, The Office.
The award show that they're like the award ceremony that they have every year. They're called the Dundees because like Dunder Mifflin. And the episode, the like one of the episodes that Will Ferrell is in, Steve Carell has to like teach him how to run the Dundees. And the quote, like one of the quotes is, "The Dundees." It's stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm sure everyone who loves that show that listens
my
to
little
this podcast,
brother is gonna be like, "Fuck yeah!"
Okay, shout out to Aiden then.
Shout out Aiden.
Is that's the one you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Brendan doesn't listen to the podcast.
I didn't think so, but I just had to check.
He also likes The Office, but he does not listen to the podcast.
Okay, maybe Aiden will tell him about it. So maybe it's Dundees or maybe it's Duns. D-U-N-D-E-S. I read that as Dundees. Maybe I'm just
it
illiterate.
It could be either. Okay, it literally cool. Could be either.
Okay, love that for me. 2 points to Angel.
All right, well, I didn't say all that, but...
So he is a folklorist, and his theory is that the I hate this theory.
What a job title, by the way. Folklorist.
Like, I hate
what do you go to school for? Like, what I we'll talk later, but I want to talk to that guy and be like, what did you go to school for, sir? What is a folklorist?
Wait until you hear this theory, because I personally hate it, and I feel like you're also going to hate it, and then you might not want... Maybe you want to
lay it on me
and ask him if he's okay. Basically, his theory is that the story of Bloody Mary acts as some sort of initiation into womanhood, where he talks about how the game includes a sudden appearance of blood, aka like a first period, and that the ritual itself usually takes place inside of a bathroom. With a bunch of girls who are around the age of puberty.
I think that sounds stupid. I'm gonna be straight up. That sounds stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And like, no offense to Mr. Dundies or Duns. I feel like he's
Your theory's stupid, so who gives a fuck about your name?
I feel like he's kind of pulling at straws and is like, ah, yes. Preteen girls in a bathroom. Yes.
They're all getting their period at the same time together.
Initiation into womanhood. Of course.
I guess it's more of like a symbolic thing, but I don't like that.
I'm just gonna say that the girls that were playing Bloody Mary when I was in like elementary school and middle school, they were not thinking of menstruation. They were thinking about a mirror demon. And that's it. That's where it
ended.
Yeah,
I think I could say the same for the people that I saw doing it as well.
There is an age range of around 9 to 12 years old, coined by psychologists as the Robinson age, where children are more inclined to take part in these sort of darker, edgier activities as a way to have fun, you know, of course, but also to release anxieties and fears about these types of things.
So don't get me wrong, I think kids are curious, like, at every single age, especially, like, toddlers. But I definitely feel like that age range is when you really start to, like, question things and, like, want a greater understanding of life. At least that's how I feel like it went for me. So that is really interesting that you bring that up.
I think that is far more valid compared to, you know, Mr. Allen's weird period
vibe. Fucking Allen.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like 9 to 12 is around, maybe a little bit younger. But then, of course, you hear about Bloody Mary and this type of thing through older children. So maybe it gets passed around. Yeah. But 9 to 12, I definitely see like kids do Bloody Mary, or they want to play with Ouija boards for the first time, which is very questionable. Parker Brothers, what are you doing? But yeah, and like maybe the whole concept of that's sort of an age where kids are like, well, I'm not scared of the dark anymore. Let's see what's in the dark. Let's chant
right
into the darkness.
Right. You want... I was never that kid. Like, there are a lot of people I know that were on, like, 4chan and, like, Newgrounds and, like, shit when they were kids, like, seeing dark stuff they shouldn't have been. But that was never me. I was too much of a wimp. So I feel lucky.
Coming back to the old future husband ritual thing I mentioned earlier, though, there is actually a handful of... What the fuck? I already said this. Edit this out. Yeah, I need to organize my notes better. So coming back to the old future husband ritual thing, I think it's also really important to note here in a historical context, mirrors are known, you know, sometimes as magical portals and spiritual things.
Yeah, some kind of like window into a different world or something.
Yeah, so there is stuff about funerals and how back in the day, funerals were held in the family home, which I hate the concept of. Like, I hate so much.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly. I'll give you that.
My mom actually remembers as a child going to a viewing in a family home for one of her relatives.
No.
And I'm trying to remember the details. It was something where, like, the body was displayed in your living room for a full day. So, like, a dead body is in your living room for overnight.
And it's, like, the dead body of someone that you, like, personally know as well.
I don't
That's
like it.
Gotta be fucking weird.
She was like, yeah, it was normal. And I'm like, no, I'm glad that's not normal anymore because I would not.
Angel
would not
single-handedly
be the
supporting the funeral homes.
Yeah, me and me alone, baby. I can't. I don't know. It's just so creepy to just picture and to think. Like, and I'm like, I don't know the details, but I'm like, did someone sleep in the living room with the dead body? Where was there?
Yeah, can you imagine fucking having to go to bed? Like, trying to get to sleep when you know that, like, Pop-Pop is in the living room or something? Stop like, that's it. Bad.
I hate you. But yeah, so when funerals and, you know, viewings and whatnot, are funerals and viewings the same thing? Can someone educate
me?
So
a viewing is literally just, like, time where so not everyone will have, like, an open casket funeral. A lot of the times the casket, like, will be closed. But the viewing is just so people can, like, come talk to the family and, like, say their goodbye kind of thing.
Oh,
so normally there will be, like, a viewing or two before the funeral.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's all coming back to me, but I was, like, sitting here thinking, are they not the same thing? Why do we do this separately? What is happening? You know, what is Earth? But, yeah.
They're, like, cousins, not sisters. Yeah.
Yeah. So when funerals were, you know, held in the family home, it was apparently a thing for lots of families to cover up all the mirrors in the household with a sheet or something, because there are a lot of different myths surrounding death and mirrors. And I found a really cool one that was basically saying the idea of, in a roundabout way, the spirit of the deceased would see itself in a mirror and then not end up where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, so that is actually a thing in Judaism still, that they do that in when people die. They cover all the mirrors. And according to Wikipedia, one of the ideas behind that is that man was created in the image of God. I don't fucking know. But yes,
Thank
I remember
you.
As soon as you said that, I was like, that's a Jewish thing, and apparently it is part of Shiva.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I know personally my experience with mirrors, you know, other than me being scared of bathrooms. I have a family friend, like a family of friends, like an entire family that is also friends with my family.
Yes.
So you get the vibe.
Yes.
And they have had lots of paranormal experiences in their home and whatnot. And something I learned from them that I never knew before was there is actually a superstition where you are not supposed to place mirrors on any walls that face the outside. And by that, I mean, if the wall wasn't there, if you walk through it, you are now outdoors. You shouldn't put a mirror on that wall because it's a portal.
Whoa. Okay.
And it makes sense. I see where that comes
from.
Yeah,
no, I can't knock that.
Yeah, and so ever since I heard that from them, I'm like, wow. Just very aware of mirror
placement. I'm like looking around my bedroom like, where are my mirrors?
And then, like, you think about it, and this was my deep dive after they told me about this. Think about every bathroom, like a home bathroom that you've ever been in. I can't think of a single one that has a mirror on an outside wall.
Same.
They're usually on the interior.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing where, you know, people who create houses, they're all in on it and they're like, this is the ghost plan. We can't do it. But just interesting. So, listeners, I hope you're thinking of all the bathrooms you've ever been in.
I'm thinking of every mirror I've ever seen, and I'm like, ooh, you know what? My mom has a mirror like that in her house. It's on one of her outside walls, and it's facing inside.
That's not good.
shit, I'm gonna have to call her.
I've never met your mom. I just know about her through what you've told me, and I love, you know, picturing just her face as you're like calling her and being like, "Hey, mom."
She's literally gonna hang up on me.
She's gonna be like, "Okay."
I'm gonna be like, "Bro, you gotta watch out," and she'll be like, "Rachel, if you don't hang up the phone."
I hope Aiden's listening, and he's like, "Gotta move it."
That fucker told me he only listened in school, man. So I don't think he'd be listening anymore, unfortunately.
I think a perfect place to end this episode on is to briefly talk about the variations of, you know, what happens to you after you do this ritual. Because we briefly, you know, joked about it earlier, like, what is your end goal here?
Yeah.
When I grew up, the story I heard was that she would come and kill you or severely injure you in a way where you are like physically maimed with scratches.
So why are we summoning her?
I don't know. Is that what you remember though?
Like, I have no idea. That's why I was like, what are you trying to do, man? Doesn't sound right.
Yeah. So apparently that's not the end for everyone. Like, different people grow up with different variations.
Right.
So some people say that she is going to come out of the mirror and grab you and take you back to her scary world inside of the mirror.
That's like the elevator game kind of vibes.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting because I never got that. I was like, nah, she's gonna come out, she's gonna kill you, she's gonna hurt you, then she's gonna go back.
I guess that's kind of what I thought too, maybe. I'm not sure.
And you can edit that out. I don't know why I just spaced out. I'm sorry.
Thanks for your there permission. There are also...
What'd you say?
I said, thanks for your permission.
I, like, admittedly, I don't like my voice a lot. So I, like, skim and, like, listen, but I don't listen. So for all I know, you could leave in, like, me just zoning out for 50 seconds and I'd have no fucking clue.
No, I wouldn't do that.
There are also endings that, you know, I think I briefly mentioned she makes your hair turn white, which is stupid. No offense to the children.
Elsa.
Grew up believing that, but like, why? Like, what is she doing? Like, she's the Brad Mondo of mirrors.
Hey, Brad Mondo. Yeah, she's going to turn you into a blonde.
She's going to help you safely bleach your hair and then she's going to go about her day. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I hope people who believed that when they were kids are listening. Turn it's stupid.
What the fuck?
I hope you're offended.
I mean, does she turn your hair genetically white? Like, will it continue to grow out white? Or is it like she's just bleaching your hair? Like, what kind of... I need some answers now.
But I mean, and also, is it a strip? Like, are we talking like a frozen moment? Or is she making your whole head turn white? Because if she's bleaching people's whole heads, I'm imagining it's a quick process.
Because she's got mirror. She fucking knows what she's on.
She's got mirror magic and you don't have to deal with the fumes. Like,
hell yeah, bro. I love
like,
it.
I'd be down.
Yeah, bleach my hair so I don't have to, Mary.
And then other endings just include you do this, you see her, and you have bad luck for the rest of your life or something.
I never understand that when like urban legends or whatever says that. I'm like, what constitutes bad luck forever? Like, am I going to stub my toe every day? Am I going to, like, get in a car accident and be maimed? Like, what? What is bad luck?
I have broken a mirror in my lifetime on accident. I'm not just, like, smashing mirrors for the hell of it. And I, without going into details on the podcast, the 7 years of bad luck thing, it's kind of crazy how a stream of bad things seem to happen after I accidentally broke that mirror. But also, I think in the context of these specific situations, I think they're coincidences that we attribute to, oh no, a black cat just crossed my path and then this happened the next day. Or, oh, I broke a mirror and now all these bad things that would have happened to me.
And then there's placebo on top of that as well. Like, if you're told your whole life, if you see a black cat, it's bad luck. Maybe you start, you know, internalizing certain things and telling yourself it's bad luck when you, like, it's not. I don't know. I just think bad luck is a very, like, It's like an umbrella term to me. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Also, just kind of on the same note, and I don't know when this would ever get brought up in an episode again. When you drive by or walk by a cemetery, is there something that you personally do?
So as a kid, we would always say, like, oh, you gotta hold your breath. But, like, that's about it. And you would, like, put your hands up when you drive over train tracks.
Okay, so I've never heard the hands up thing. That is crazy. I need context.
So also, it would just be, like, so, where I don't really live super close to the light rail, but the Baltimore, like, it's not a subway. It's a light rail. It's kind, it's like an above ground subway, pretty much. And whenever we would drive over, like, train tracks, we'd be like, oh, put your hands up. But I don't know if that was, like, a superstition thing or just, like, stupid fun. Like, I don't really know. But the graveyard thing, yeah, you would hold your breath when you drove by one.
I'm just picturing you on tower with me being like, put your hands up. We're having a great time.
I was having a great time.
But, yeah, I never did the breath thing as a kid, and I don't really remember, like, hearing it.
Do it actively, but it was definitely, like, a thing that was tossed around.
Yeah, someone in my life randomly brought it up a few years ago, and I was like, oh, I feel like in the back of my mind I've loosely heard about that, but no, I don't do that. And
no, yeah. I can't be fucking bothered to do that, but it's a thing.
All right, that's all I have for Miss Bloody Mary. Is there anything you'd like to add about Bloody Mary or urban legends or anything?
I'd like to do more of these episodes because I think they're really fun, and urban legends are, in general, just fun to talk about. I saw someone on Twitter say the Mothman had been sighted recently. So I dove into that a little bit the other day. Blech. But I don't have anything to add. That was really fun and awesome. Thank you for researching that.
You are welcome. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. If you hated it, please tell us. You're like, never, never do that again. I want the real stuff. Let us know. And maybe we'll take it into consideration and maybe we won't, but
we want to do more spooky stuff. So we'll see what happens for sure.
We're also craving interaction on social media. So even if you hated it.
Yeah. What's our handles on social media, Angel?
This is your role in the show.
I know, I'm testing you.
Instagram is Sweep and Reap. Gmail is sweepersandreaperspodcast@gmail.com.
Sweepers and Reapers Pod.
Oh, see, don't email the people I just told you. That could be a separate operation.
Different Sweepers and Reapers.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Our Facebook is just at Sweepers and Reapers Podcast.
Yes, and our Twitter is the same as Instagram, at Sweep and Reap. We're not as active on Twitter. I think it's just easier to interact on Instagram for whatever reason. But
this is Rachel being pointed at me because I run all the social media.
Yeah,
social media.
I don't go. So today I'm not gonna. I hope this person doesn't actually listen to the podcast because I got on our Twitter today just to, like, check it out. And we followed a Trump supporter. I don't know how that happened. I don't know when it happened, but they got the hot unfollow. So that's why I don't go on our social media. I just, like, if I'm on the social media and someone follows us, like, I usually follow back. So I'm sure that's just what happened. But
I think that's what happened. I don't know.
Because I know neither of us would see an open Trump supporter, like, and hit follow back. So
yeah, that's really, they either followed us.
It was a woman
point
as well, I believe.
That's really interesting. Gross.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Quick with unfollowed. The unfollow.
Yes, they got the hot unfollow this morning.
All right, so I don't know. Just talk to us on social media. I say it all the time. I feel like Rachel also says it all the time. If you want to discuss this episode or any other episode with us, please do. We'd love to have conversations.
Absolutely.
Facebook
is a good place for that. We also will reply to comments on Instagram. So definitely do that. Talk to us.
I would love to hear if you have an experience with Bloody Mary or anything like this. I don't know.
That'd be cool. We could chat.
All right. I think that's it.
Dope. Well, thank you for sharing that with me, and thank you to everybody listening. I hope you guys have a great week.
Bye.